It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you, our wonderful listening audience. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, strategic planning, retail, communications, entrepreneurship, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, we open, as we do each week, with some thank yous. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. Meira Beitler, Dean, a student, and Rena Teitelbaum, and the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an incredible support role for this show. Also, special thank yous to the wonderful team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, just to name a few. And a special thank you to last week's guest, Brian Solis, digital analyst, author and speaker, and author of the book, X, The Experience When Business Meets Design. The podcast is available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. In fact, not only the podcast, if you go to the website WABCBizRadio.com, it's available as a podcast. It's also available to listen on demand. You could just hit the click button. There's a button there. You could just listen on your computer. There's a wealth of information that's available at WABCBizRadio.com. All the previous episodes, starting from way back in July of 2015, they're all available and easily accessible by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Before we get to our incredible guests, just want to run down the archive of some of our past guests. They're all available again at WABCBizRadio.com. Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream USA. Shep Hyken, customer service expert. I heard him at C-Suite Network. We're going to talk about that during the show. Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield. Joe Robinson, director of marketing at UPS. Todd Buchholz, former White House director and author of The Price of Prosperity. Jack Canfield. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. I heard him at the C-Suite Network conference. Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Technologies at GoDaddy. And so many other incredible guests. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. And without further ado, on the line with me is none other than Thomas White. Some background about a very distinguished guest. Over the past 25 years, Tom White has started over 10 companies in various fields, including technology, publishing, market research, and corporate consulting. Mr. White is the co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network, a company which connects C-level executives in order to further their personal and professional growth. The company provides many tools and services, and we're going to hear more about that this evening. Therefore, we encourage the listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss understanding the role and pressures of C-level executives, the qualities of a successful leader, how executives adapt and leverage new technology. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Mr. Thomas White. Tom, how are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
Thank you. What a treat. What an honor. You know, let me jump in. When I have the privilege of talking to someone with, as yourself, with the level of experience that you have, let's just look back at memory lane. You've been out there three decades. Talk about your journey and maybe some great examples of people that have impressed you over the years.
Well, that's a great question. You know, actually, it's been four decades. I don't want to talk about my age.
Wow.
I've been around a long time, and it's been a magnificent journey because I started in the computer industry when it was brand new. Nobody knew about computers. Nobody could believe computers could be the kinds of things that we have today. There wasn't an internet per se. There was connected computers. In fact, I often ask people, so when do you think I sent my first email? Answers are 1998 or something. No, 1972.
Wow.
So I, as I come along, I've met some really, like, the first mentor I had was my former wife's grandfather. He's a fantastic physician in New Orleans, and he took me under his wing and really showed me how to be a great human being, but also that great human beings make great leaders. And he was a great leader and a pioneer in the medical industry. The woman that I started my first business with, a woman named Mary McDougall, she was a fantastic world explorer, started lots of innovations in the travel industry. She helped me think about, well, the way things are aren't the way that they need to be. And instilled in me that you could do something different. And she trusted me and believed in me. And the first company in the technology field sprang forth from that. I was a lot of intellectual leaders, people out of Stanford Research. We bought one of their divisions when I had sold my company to a public company in California. And we went out there and they just stimulated me to think different, think outside the box. An unlikely fellow named Fernando Flores, who was one time the finance minister in Chile.
Wow.
He was arrested when Allende overthrew the government and was in prison. George Shultz got him out of jail, got him to the United States. He's a brilliant man still around. He's a great thinker, a great business leader, and went and got a triple PhD from UC Berkeley, and then started lots of companies, one of which I had the privilege of running. So I've been blessed with really inspirational people that have helped me think beyond my small, narrow self.
Wow. Now, as the co-founder of C-Suite Network, and we're going to spend some time in that through the various questions this evening, and which you run together with Jeffrey Hazlett, who we've had on the show, and Carl Post, you interact with many C-level executives on a daily basis. What are some of the top concerns of senior executives these days?
You know, I think that there's no surprises with what I'm about to say, just except for a few, but first one is talent. How do I attract and keep the best people here? There is no leader that believes that they are the business. They know that great people make your business. But, you know, you can't give people instructions and treat them like children if you want them to be leaders. So you have to step back and you have to allow them to make mistakes and be there to prop them back up. And, of course, if they make the same mistake over and over again, they're probably in the wrong job. So number one, talent. It's by and far the biggest issue. Second is, how do you create a corporate culture that adapts? You know, it's one thing, and you will know for sure if a company is going to fail if they say, well, we always do it that way here. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yes, you do it always that way here, but you know what? Somebody else is going to do it differently, and they're going to succeed, and you're going to fail, and you'll be looking for work somewhere else. So that's a couple examples. I'd say the one that's really surprising, we did some research last year, and this answer came back. And not surprising if you step back, but surprising the answer when I first saw it was uncertainty of government policy. You know, right. Business leaders, particularly small and medium business leaders, they aren't well taken care of by our government policies often. And so they're not certain what they can count on from a taxation perspective, from a social policies perspective, from a government spending perspective. So all those things affect their business. So that uncertainty has them be more conservative in how they spend money, how they hire, how they invest. So all those things come together, as I said, to my top three concerns of business leaders today.
Now, on that note, you did touch on how a business has to attract talent and retain talent. I would be remiss if I didn't thank some of the people that I interact with at the C-Suite Network, Trisha, Ben, Ashley, Julie, just to name a few. There are some others, but really, you've been blessed with a great team. I got to hand it to you.
Oh, you know, we are, and there are people that, you know, we've been blessed with growth. You know, our growth is in the hundreds of percent per year, and nobody can be prepared for that, really. So they're doing things that they weren't prepared for, and so my job is just stand back. How can I support them when things get a little overwhelming? Because they will be, and I know that, and really, they're the heroes in this business.
Amazing. Now, this is something that I'm sure you've been asked a million times. I'm going to ask it the million and one time. But in the world of information overload that we live in today, how do leaders sift through the noise and pick out the insights that will help them grow professionally and the business, you know, the business and them on a personal level as well?
That's a good question. You know, I think the biggest challenge today is learning how to filter and have discernment. So, you know, there's tens of thousands of people that are writing blogs about business. There are hundreds of thousands of people that are tweeting about business. Well, how do you know who to listen to? So let's just take social media first. If you do a little investigation and you look at the networks, in Twitter you can see a person's network. Well, who's in that person's network? Is it people that are like you, or is it people that are just want to have a be followed or have a follow someone to build their network that way? If they're people that are in business, they're entrepreneurs maybe they're leaders and executives, then that person is saying something that's interesting. So be careful about where you look for the information. Second of all, on blogs, again, I go to, you know, there's a few people that are really great. Seth Godin, marketing, nobody better. He's awesome. Right. Jeff Hayes' stuff is really terrific. Right. I mean, I'm biased, but
it's okay to be biased. We've had him on here twice. Yes.
I've had 20 years to figure this out. Right. So be deliberate about who you listen to, because you can't listen to everything.
Right.
And then discernment is something I think is a lost art, quite frankly. Discernment means just because somebody says it doesn't make it true. And too often we listen to something and say, well, I heard this on the radio today, or I read this in the newspaper, or I read this online. Okay, but that doesn't make it true. And if I base my decisions without discernment on what that person said and don't really think, oh, well, wait a minute, what's their point of view? Well, why did they – what's affecting how they look at the world, so that I – now have the richness of, oh, I see what this looks like through their eyes. Now, is that consistent with the way I look at the world? Great, or not? And if it is, then I can take that and apply it. And also, most importantly, remember that everything changes. The perspective I have today, and it may be rooted in everything that's absolutely true, must be different tomorrow, because the world's a different place. There is no sameness in our world. No matter how much as human beings we want it to be that way, it isn't.
So true. And in fact, I have to mention one of the reasons why I really, really wanted to have you on here, Mind Your Business, is, you know, many times, and I say this with great respect, you're on the other side of the mic. You're interviewing so many others in your position and speaking with so many others, and now I have the treat of interviewing you. This is a special treat. My guest this evening is Tom White, co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. Thomas was very gracious. I can't believe this offer that he made. But a lot of the guests have been very, very gracious. And this one has to be from the top of the list. Five lucky listeners are going to win a pass to the upcoming C-Suite Network, which we're going to talk about more on the show. This coming September 13th in New York City. You don't even have to, you know what? It's worth the trip from anywhere. I was at the one in San Francisco. I was at the one in Boston. It's worth the trip. It's worth the flight or the drive up the 95. But hey, it's in your backyard. It's here in New York. This is unbelievable.
You know, one of the things about this event is I was just reviewing our registration this morning, and we're going to be sold out. So these five tickets are precious tickets, because we only have so much room. And the person, whoever wins these, man or woman, will have a tremendous experience that day.
And it's so true, and I could, and again, as they say, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, I was there. And I do want to, actually, I want to take a minute now to go down the list. First of all, I just want to mention to the audience, to participate in this giveaway, all you have to do, it's very simple, send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one continuous word, and you'll automatically enter. If you're driving, remember this airs on Sunday night, if you're on the Garden State Parkway in traffic, well, at least we'll keep you company here for an hour, or you're coming down the I-87, wherever you're coming from, if you're standing still, I don't know the laws here, I don't want to get in trouble. Could be you're allowed to send a text. I don't know. Maybe have the passenger next to you or pull off at the next rest stop. Send a text to 66866, put in the word, bottom line is one word, and you'll automatically enter. But before we take a break, I want to run down the list of some of the incredible guests that we've had here on Mind Your Business that I got on because I saw them at C-Suite. So I'm going to go down the list here. I hope I don't miss anyone. We had, of course, Joe Hart. Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. That was an incredible interview. We had Sylvia DiGisto, executive image consultant. Ron Carucci, Ira Ozer, Ryan Jeffrey, Armand Ghosh, David Meerman Scott, Ron Carr, Jeffrey Hazlett,
Linda Shep Hyken,
Linda Kaplan Thaler, Michael Bakirian. I mean, that's a lot of those were great episodes. And again, in case you missed it, you could always go to wabcbizradio.com and pick up the interview. But I heard them live, and seeing them was what won me over. I'm like, wow, a person of this much talent, of this much depth, that could share strategy is someone that I want to get on the show. So a special thank you really to the leaders of C-Suite Network for inviting me, letting me participate. And I am certainly one of those of the thousands that drink the Kool-Aid from having attended an event. So we're actually going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The excitement and growth never ends for the C-Suite Network. Our seventh conference is coming up quickly, September the 12th and 13th at the New York Times Center in New York City. The C-Suite Network Conference brings together executives from the most successful companies to share their challenges, success, and lessons learned. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. We've recently brought in speakers such as J.J. Ramberg from MSNBC, Joseph Ripp, the CEO of Time, Inc., Susan Stratberg, co-founder, CEO, and global co-chair of Women Corporate Directors, and Jeffrey Hirsch, CEO of Hirsch Holdings, just to name a few. The event begins Monday night, September the 12th, with a cocktail reception at approximately 5:30. Top business authors are also on hand to share their books and wisdom. Tuesday, September the 13th, is a full day of programming, including panels, keynotes, and interviews. Get registered today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Thomas White, co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. He interacts with thousands of C-level executives on a regular basis. His group is behind the C-Suite Network conferences. The upcoming conference is going to be right here in New York on September 13th, right around the block. Five lucky listeners of Mind Your Business are going to win a free pass. Now, you could call Tom maybe out of his mind. I can't believe it. They're almost sold out in registration, and he's giving away five free passes. That's probably the level of the relationship. I am deeply grateful, and I just encourage the listeners. Again, if you're not one of the five, you can go to c-suitenetwork.com, and you'll see all information about the upcoming conference. Again, c-suite, S-U-I-T-E, network.com, and you'll see the information about the upcoming conference. But again, for those five lucky listeners, all you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, send it to 66866, and you're automatically entered to be one of those five very lucky listeners. Tom, so much is changing in technology. I mean, everyone knows that. Which technologies would you say are game changers that crossed your desk?
Well, you know, I think we sort of don't pay enough attention to how social media has changed the game. You know, if it used to be that people had the job in marketing called the spin meisters, right? They mm-hmm. You could take a story, you could spin it to the news, and the news was the sacred conveyor of information about companies. Not true. Customers, they tell it like it is. And so if customers aren't and companies aren't responsive, rather, then their reputation is damaged. So they have to invest in making sure people get taken care of, or their bad reputation will follow them. There's nothing they can do about it.
Right.
So there's a whole new level of transparency that's evolved. Not so much so in government, but it's true in business, which is what this program's about. So I think that's game changing. I think as we move into the next wave, the whole thing of true artificial intelligence, you know, it's going to show up in things like we hear about things called chatbots, and Facebook's starting to make that famous. Small functions,
right?
Making a calendar entry by talking to a Siri or the thing that they have on Amazon.
Right.
Those they will change things, because today we're all frustrated by phone trees. Who likes a phone tree? Nobody. But what if I had a number to call just for that particular problem?
Right.
Boom, and somebody's taking care of me. So I can change the game using artificial intelligence the way it's evolved to do. And we have this massive amounts of data. But this massive amounts of data allow us to understand human behavior in ways we never could, because we can take that data and we can crunch it. We can understand human behavior, not down to you and me maybe necessarily, but generally speaking, so that artificial intelligence is much more valuable to how people use things. So if companies don't understand that and say, okay, how is that going to impact me? Look at driverless cars. You know, yeah. Uber is got those, Google's got those, Facebook may have them, Apple, whoever. Those are artificial intelligence prime, because that car is basically taking the intelligence of the driver and operating without the driver. Change, game changing. What does that mean? That means that we're going through the same kind of massive change we did with the Industrial Revolution, where the role of humans is moving further and further away from touching the products and services we have. Machines are doing that, so I have to have a different value as an employee, and as a company, I have to offer different services to meet this changing world.
You know, it's amazing. Our listeners know that we pre-record, so it's no secret. We're recording today on Tuesday, the 23rd. In today's Wall Street Journal, there is an article, or I think it was an op-ed, something to the effect that, yeah, the robots are coming, but don't worry, they're not going to take away all our jobs.
Well, you know, it's an interesting, yes, however, they're not going to take away all of our jobs, but the jobs we have will be different.
Right.
That's
such a
the
great
thing,
point.
You know, so one of the challenges in our country is, because we have underinvested in education, then the young people coming out of college, coming from high school even, aren't prepared. So we focus them on test taking. You know what? However good a test taker you are is not going to mean anything about how good a person you are at your job. It doesn't matter. It depends on a lot of different skills for an employer.
Right.
So we're faced with this radical change in the skill set people will need to succeed in business. And I would say, mostly, it will prepare for it.
You know, it's an amazing thing. A couple of months ago, I was by an event, and someone, a leader in the educational field, had got up to speak, and he says, "I'm about to share a startling stat with you." I said, "Okay," with the whole audience. He said, "In 10 years from now, 75% of the workforce will be working at jobs that the industries do not exist for, or the job description does not exist for at this moment." Like, and I thought about it. I was like, wow. Even looking back 10 years, that statistic is pretty accurate.
There's a few exceptions. You know, so how do you advise people? You know, either prepare yourself for something that's going to continue to evolve, or if you're an electrician, if you're a plumber, if you do HVAC, heating and air conditioning,
or you do
carpentry, your skill is going to be needed forever, because so many younger people particularly don't want to get their hands dirty.
Right.
That means it's a great opportunity for somebody.
Right. So true. So true. We're speaking with Tom White. He is the co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. There is a big conference coming up in a couple of weeks around the corner right here in New York. Usually they have three a year. It's held in Boston, San Francisco, and New York. This one's held at the New York Times Center. You could find out more information about it by going to c-suitenetwork.com. c-suitenetwork.com, and there's more information. But five lucky listeners are going to win a pass. I can't believe they give away so many.
What were we thinking?
I know. Tom, you didn't lose your mind
here.
What were you thinking, or what were you drinking?
I don't know.
Wait, we're on the air, so we won't go there. But all you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered to win this incredible giveaway. Again, I have been to two previous conferences, and I drink the Kool-Aid for a very good reason. And we're going to talk more about the conference upcoming. But again, just want to remind the listeners, this incredible giveaway, five lucky listeners are going to win a free pass to the upcoming C-Suite Network, which is taking place on September 13th right here in Midtown Manhattan, New York. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. Team Ahead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
The excitement never ends for the C-Suite Network. Our seventh C-Suite Network Conference is quickly approaching, September the 12th and 13th at the New York Times Center. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. We've recently brought in such speakers as J.J. Ramberg, Joseph Ripp, Susan Strotberg, and Jeffrey Hirsch. The event begins Monday night, September the 12th, and continues Tuesday, September the 13th, with a full day of programming. Please get registered today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, the legendary 77 WABC. My guest this evening, Thomas White, co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. Tom, you speak with senior executives every day. How, and this is, I know we touched on, you know, we're going to be, as they say, skinning the cat from many different angles, because someone that has the experience and the knowledge that you do of dealing with senior level executives, I want to ask all these questions because you're able to answer them. How do they adapt and change? You know, because we understand someone who's in a senior level position has a lot of life experience. Meanwhile, every day there's new technology. Whether it's technology or ways of industry that's shifting. How do they adapt yet stay grounded to their principles that they were successful with for all the years that got them into the C-suite?
You know, that's a good question. I think there's two aspects, and you've labeled them well. One is know who you are. I mean, what's important to you from a standpoint of your values? Those don't change. Those are constant. A lot of people don't have a clear idea. So they are sort of guided by general principles, a lot of which are, I don't want people to think badly of me or whatever, but the person who's really successful, they know what their guiding principles are. That's rock solid. Mm-hmm. What's adaptable is the external world, because my principles are inside of me, but the external world, I look at the world and say, you know, I'm going to assume that I don't know everything. So I'm going to explore what I don't know. because it's always expanding. What I don't know, because everything's changing.
Right.
I've worked with some of the wealthiest people in the world. I've been business partners with them. And I'm fascinated by their ways of looking at things in ways that are different. Example, somebody who's in the top 20 wealthiest people in the world is in the casino business. Now, I'm not in the casino business. I was their partner in technology, but they were building a new casino and the hotels, and they look at like, okay, I have some lamps to put in my rooms. Mm-hmm. Let me think. Well, that lamp has three parts in it, and you're paying a profit margin. Somebody put those parts together. Why don't I buy the thing separately and I have my people put them together? Small amount of money, but you take it times 10,000 lamps, it adds up. And things like that. So they're always thinking outside the box, and they're thinking, okay, but they don't show up saying, I know how this works, because they don't.
Such a great point.
They know they don't. And because of that, they learn. So that's number one. Hmm. Number two is they know how to bring the best out of their people. Like, you know, I could be someone that says, okay, go do this, go do that. That's the way it used to be. We used to have a pretty structured system in our country and the world. Not so much so anymore, because I, as a leader, have to say, okay, I'm going to support you in learning also. Because if you learn, I'm going to learn from you.
Right.
I don't have to have all the answers. And that's an important quality of change, is I don't have to know everything. You know, it used to be said that the leader had to be the smartest person in the room. We take a different view. So we'd say they need to be the most strategic person in the room. They have to hold the big picture. They have to hold the present. That's your point about keeping your feet on the ground. But they also have to be looking into the future. So they have to hold both time perspectives at the same time. Hard to do, but possible for really successful people.
You know, that line that you just mentioned, I've heard Jeffrey say it on stage, and he said it here on the air on Mind Your Business. Such a great line. That is, the CEO does not have to be the smartest person in the room. He has to be the most strategic person in the room. It's really profound, because, you know, people look up to the CEO. Okay, he has to be, whatever his particular score is and on whatever test he's given, and be brilliant. They don't have to be brilliant. They have to be strategic. They have to be forward-thinking. They have to be able to see the future, if you will. But they shouldn't get intimidated if someone in the room happens to be smarter or more brilliant.
Well, you know, it's interesting, also a quality that we all have, which we might call intuition or gut feel or so, mm-hmm. so forth. I think great leaders have that well developed. They understand that part of themselves. I've had the privilege of working with some of the smartest software engineers in the world, Carnegie Mellon, Stanford, and some of the great schools of this country.
Right.
And I wasn't a school in technology, but I know two things. I know the right questions to ask. And I know when something doesn't ring for me with their answers. They say, oh, it has to be this way. I said, I don't think so. Go back and check it out again. And end of the day, mostly I'm right. And they say, how did you know? I said, I don't know how I knew. I simply didn't feel right with your answer.
We're speaking with Tom White. He is he's one of the co-founders, actually, of the C-Suite Network, along with Jeffrey Hazlett and Carl Post. He is the CEO of the organization. They have an incredible conference coming up this coming September. Actually, to be exact, it's September 12th and the 13th. They're having a nice little get-together the previous evening. But the full-day conference is the 13th. Five lucky listeners of Mind Your Business are going to win a free pass. And they're almost sold out. But they were just very gracious. There's no other way to put it. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, one consecutive word, bottom line. Send it to 66866, and you'll automatically be entered to win one of the five free passes. If you don't, you could still be a winner by coming to the actual conference. You could find out more information by going to C-Suite, Suite, Network.com. Well, you're tuned to the Mind Your Business show here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The excitement never ends for the C-Suite Network. Our 7th C-Suite Network Conference is quickly approaching, September the 12th and 13th at the New York Times Center. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. We've recently brought in such speakers as J.J. Ramberg, Joseph Ripp, Susan Strotberg, and Jeffrey Hirsch. The event begins Monday night, September the 12th, and continues Tuesday, September the 13th, with a full day of programming. Please get registered today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzchak Zaflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Thomas White, co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. Tom, I got to ask you this question. You know, everyone knows the big story broke a couple of weeks ago. LinkedIn was gobbled up by Microsoft for a, 26.2 billion, not million, billion dollars. I mean, wow. What does this mean to the world of professional networks?
Well, you know, first of all, around our place, we were clapping. Because it said that companies like Microsoft place a high value on them.
Right.
Now, think about the dynamics of this transaction. So LinkedIn is a company that's lost money for the last 7 quarters.
Right.
LinkedIn has a stagnant subscription base in North America. It's flat or slight declines. Yet Microsoft paid a 40% premium to buy that company. So they believe that those relationships with business leaders are important to them. So for us who have a professional network, say, great. The challenge with something like a LinkedIn, we all have experienced this, you and I and everybody else who's listening, mm-hmm. if you've used LinkedIn, is I get solicited by people, hey, I want you to connect with me. Well, I don't know you. Oh, that's okay. Connect with me anyway. And LinkedIn encourages that. Now, as soon as I connect with somebody that I don't know, just as much likely as not, I'm going to get a solicitation for them for SEO or recruiting or marketing or
go down
whatever,
the list. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things I'm solicited for, I don't want to talk about on the radio. So not so good. You know?
Right, let's not go there.
Right. So, but the thing about it is, who wants to be in a network where I can say anything about myself? There's no verification. So I could say, you know, I am the CEO of the world's largest coal company. Who's going to challenge me? Nobody. So most people might have discernment and realize that's not the case, but some won't. So they read my solicitation. Oh, I want to get next to the president of the CEO of the world's largest coal company. Wonderful. So when you don't, then you can't have trust there. So people can't really open up and be real with each other. So for us, great. But our approach from the beginning was, how do we replicate the environment people have in person? So you've been to our events. You know mm-hmm. that one of the amazing things that happens is people meet other like-minded people.
That's right.
And every time we have an event, I usually said this is our seventh one, people have, from the very first event, they say to us, my goodness, I met the most interesting people, and I'm already doing business with them. Now, why is that? Well, we invite good people, and we have the right orientation, but we start with the program. When people are interviewed on stage by Jeffrey, he's having a conversation like we did, how you started this conversation,
that's
about
right.
who they are as a person,
right.
not their company statistics. We might talk about that. Not their product benefits. We may or may not talk about that. But who are they? Why are they there? Why? It's because they shape their company. And as somebody who wants to do business with them, I want to know about that leader and their leadership team and how they view the world. That'll give me confidence or not in doing business with them on a long-term basis. So then people see this kind of openness and transparency. They're that way with each other as well. So it changes the game. And we're bringing that same kind of openness into a virtual world. So that rather than a LinkedIn world where I can be anybody I want to be, we vet you. You're a part of the network, which you are.
Mm-hmm.
We know who you are. We know that of everyone. Your credentials are real. You're validated.
Right.
So then when somebody connects with you, they know that who you say you are, exactly who I'm connecting with. Sort of like belonging to a really great club.
Right.
You may not like everybody in the club, but you know they belong there.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Now, of course, we're going to cover the conference in a moment, but maybe you could talk about the online platform of the C-Suite Network.
Well, you know, we're about to introduce here in a few weeks our real platform. We've been testing this for 2 years, mm-hmm. literally 2 years, and it's challenging to have leaders engage. You know, they're busy people.
Right.
They're not like a typical Facebook where, oh, I have this really cool recipe and you have 17 comments. They don't care.
Right. Too much free time, right? Some people have too much free time. Yeah.
Well, that's part of it. But also, they're a little more closed with their comments with each other, right?
Right.
It's particularly in the Facebook where everybody can read it. So you have to say, okay, I have to have great content because I have to have things. We talked about this a little earlier. So they can get great insight, so they can continue to be the most strategic person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I have to facilitate is an easy way for them to find people that are like them, people in their industry, people in their geography, people from companies of similar sizes, have groups around their interest areas. One of the things that we're going to be doing with this C-suite network membership system is that, let's say you're in a group for CEOs, and that there's somebody in that group wants to talk about doing business in China and manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody could put their hand up. Hey, how many people would like to talk about this? We're partnering with Zoom technology so we can have a meeting room that everybody can come to virtually and have a conversation at a particular time. And I can see everybody's face through video. Kind of cool.
Right.
So we're promoting this person to person, getting the things that you need to be successful delivered to you. And also, we're also human. So lifestyle is important here. So our content isn't only about being successful. Our content's about, maybe it's about your favorite beverage if you enjoy alcohol, or maybe it's about a great resort that you might go vacation on, or maybe it's about how do you be a better parent, or how do you be a better spouse, whatever. How do you get healthy if you're not healthy? So all the things that make a rounded life. Again, LinkedIn's interesting, but it doesn't address all of who I am. And by addressing all of who I am, it's going to invite people to come there more often and have this be more valuable to them.
Wow. Now we could, the next question I guarantee you is going to be about the conference because I can't wait to really cover that. But just one more question before we get to the conference. What are some of, perhaps you could describe some of the direct benefits? Of course, we'll say it like this, features and benefits. We know from the marketing world, that's always the important issues to address. Features and benefits of becoming a member of the C-Suite Network.
You sound like you're somebody from Bottom Line Marketing.
Thank you.
Well, you know, so we have a free version and we have a paid version.
Okay.
So the free version, we call them premium because we treat everyone really well. You can connect with everybody in the network. You can follow them. You can write content. You can attend groups. You can attend our events. There's an admission charge. You pay the admission charge. We also have services like that we talked about, the Zoom meeting services that happens when you're in groups. That's all part of your free membership. So a lot of things that you can get being part of the free network. We also have an executive membership. An executive membership is kind of cool because not only do you get all the things everybody else gets, but you can attend our events at half price. You get a number of services, whether it's a part of our book club, and we have a C-Suite book club, and you had a number of our authors on your program over time.
Mm-hmm.
We bring the best business authors and we create television content, which you haven't talked about content at all,
right.
Which is bestseller TV. And we interview these folks, whether it's Damon John or Seth Godin or other folks like you've had on your program, Dave Harsacker or Shep Hyken or whoever. So those folks are their content's there. People can connect with them and you get a book. Once you get a book as part of the book, apart from our book club. So there's a whole series of benefits, too long for me to say in this call, but that you on this interview rather get that. Then our leadership circle is sort of it's a top tier. So every quarter you get a book from the book club. You become a member of Club Corps. So these are hundreds of properties, whether they're golf resorts, tennis clubs, athletic clubs, business clubs around the country. You walk in with your C-suite Club Corps card. Yes, sir, come on in. They treat you like royalty. So we've taken the approach of giving people things that make their lives and business better. And it depends on what level you want to try. You want to try for free? Great. Glad for you to do that. Or you want to pay us $1,000 a year or $100 a month, you can do that as well. But we know we're delivering many, many times more value than the members are paying for us. That's who we are. We think that's important.
Amazing. Well, as I told the listeners we would get to, I want to spend the rest of the show, the precious few minutes we have, talking about the upcoming conference. Now, again, just a bit of a small preface. I was at two previous conferences. Every single speaker imparted either great strategy, great advice, great perspective. I've heard so many. And, of course, that's when I went to the first one in San Francisco. Jeffrey was kind enough to send me an invite. And then I was in Boston. It was so great being in the room, hearing all that advice, and then having meals together with other peers, people from different industries, but then hearing the challenges that they have and how they tackled it, and then coming back to work the next day, and we know, like, uh-oh, I'm back, you know, in my regular space. But still, coming back with the knowledge that I've heard from great speakers, great presenters, and peers, I was a different person. So first, before Thomas is going to explain more details about the upcoming conference this coming September 13th, I just want to mention they were extremely gracious. Five lucky listeners of Mind Your Business are going to go to this conference for free. I don't know why they did it. Well, I shouldn't say I don't know.
We did it because of you.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. Because we love working
with you. It's a warm relationship, a very warm relationship, and they were very, very gracious. And therefore, I encourage the listeners to take advantage of this incredible offer. Five lucky listeners are going to get it by just sending a text. It's as easy as that. 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and send it over via text. Of course, you can find out more information about the conference by going to csuitenetwork.com. That's csuitenetwork.com. But without further ado, Tom, let's talk about the conference itself.
You know, this is going to be sort of going back to our roots in a way. You know, we have said this is our seventh event, and we said we've done some things that work really well, and we said, we forgot some of those things. So as we talk about the event, we'll come back to that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, this is not us. Somebody standing up on stage giving a speech. Don't do that.
Right.
It's not about somebody making a pitch about their company. We don't do that. It's about conversation. So whether it's Jeffrey interviewing someone, and I'll talk about who he's interviewing in a minute, mm-hmm. or it's a conversation among a group of people moderated by our two co-hosts, and I'll talk about them in a minute as well. It's something that's going to, again, get to the human issues. It's going to bring out the stuff that you don't normally talk about but's on everybody's mind, and that's why – these events are so powerful. And one more thing about the value of being a C-Suite Network member in our online community is that we record everything that goes on at our conferences. Jeffrey's interviews actually get turned into 22-minute television episodes of a program we have called Executive Perspectives, which is on C-Suite TV. You can find that at c-suitetv.com. You can find we have lots of content there, and you'll love the programs. Jeffrey's program on Bloomberg, the C-Suite with Jeffrey Hazlett there, Executive Perspectives there, Behind the Brands, which is about marketing. And we have other Mind Your Own Business and a number of other programs that we're producing. Mm-hmm. So we have two hosts, Adam Johnson. Adam's a former Bloomberg anchor,
yep.
Bloomberg TV anchor. And for this time, J.J. Rambert. You know J.J.? NBC host. She's had a Sunday morning program called Your Business for longer than any other business program has been on the air.
Wow.
She's incredible, and she's going to be there. And the two of them are going to be our co-hosts. Adam's going to be moderating our panel, so he brings that TV anchor crispness and insightfulness into these conversations.
Yes.
We're going to be the first panel. I can't even tell you all the people that's going to be on it because I don't remember. But this is going to be looking at the election. So clearly a different election than any of us have ever experienced, right?
Oh.
What does it mean to us as business leaders?
That's right.
Well, we don't talk about that so much because we have so many other emotional issues that get in the way. Well, what does it mean to us? So Jeff and Adam and JJ and a couple of other panelists who are really on TV a lot are going to sit there, and we're going to open this by what's up, what's happening. So they can really give tremendous perspective to those sitting in the audience about what's happening there. We're going to talk about changing landscape of corporate finance. We have Nelson Griggs, who's the executive vice president of NASDAQ, is going to be on stage with us,
wow.
Which is pretty cool. We're going to talk about how do we really bring about the true value of technology. The C-suite spends billions and billions of dollars in technologies, but we always have this little niggling thing in the back of our mind, even with small companies, am I getting the right value back?
Right.
So we have Neil Campbell, who's the chief marketing officer for CDW, the biggest reseller of computer products in the world.
Sure.
He's going to be on stage with us talking about that very subject. We're going to talk about this whole thing of policy and money in government. Adam Johnson is going to moderate a panel with Jeffrey Hirsch. Jeffrey Hirsch's family has written a book about trading stocks and securities and knows that part of the thing. And Danielle Booth, who's really a former who's a consultant to the Fed.
Wow.
So she's behind the scenes with the Fed presidents around the country, and she's going to be talking to us about what goes on. Customer loyalty is changing. It's changing radically with all kinds of technology and social media and products. And so how do we shift that perspective working with a company called Epsilon, multi-billion dollar marketing company that works with their customers on how to create great customer loyalty? We have some music. We have somebody from Cats is going to be singing just before the break. We have somebody from another Broadway show is going to be singing for the break in the afternoon. And we have, you know, one of the things we like to do is we like to remind everyone that as a leader, you need to be an example on supporting others who are less fortunate than you are. So we always pick some charitable organization, and this year it's going to be Alive Inside. The amazing story that it comes from a documentary that won the Sundance Award. It's about how do we help people with Alzheimer's, and I won't tell you any more about it. But if you don't leave there with tears in your eyes, you don't feel anything, and we can do some things to support them. Digital transformation. You know, digital transformation is on everyone's mind.
Absolutely.
We think it's about technology. No, it's about the experience we're creating.
Right.
So we start with the experience, and then we go out, and we're talking. Somebody's written a number of books about this, whose name is Sudhir Kulkarni, who is the president of Persistent Systems. You may not know this. I didn't know this, but there's an organization of women who sit on the boards of public companies and some of the largest private corporations in the world called Women Corporate Directors. And they're going to be on stage. Our CEO is going to be on stage talking not just about women in boards, but how do you create a board that really supports the leadership team and vice versa?
Wow, what a critical topic.
Well, Susan, who's the CEO there, Susan Starman, is amazing talking about this. A great, great guest. You know, so who's going through more transformation today than Time Inc.? And we fortunately have Joe Ripp, who's the CEO, going to be on stage with Jeffrey talking about how do you really transform your business through some very difficult times. Networks are so important to us. And we have a number of folks who have networks. Katie Mannert, who's a CEO of a company called Pink Petro, which is thousands of women in the petroleum industry who needed a way to connect with each other, and she's talking about that. We also have CEO groups and others who will be on stage with us talking about how companies work in networks and better. And then we're going to end the day with the Council General of Ireland, Barbara Jones. She's going to be talking about a lot of things, including Brexit. What's it mean?
Right.
We're all of us sitting here thinking like we know what it means. I don't have a clue. I read the news. But she's Ireland sitting in the middle, right across from England. England's going out of the Union. What's it going to mean? And they're going to have some interesting times. And Ireland's really a vanguard in attracting technology companies and others to Ireland as a great place to work. So how's it going to impact our ability to do business with Europe and England and so forth? So what a day, huh?
Wow. Now, if I may, I mean, the C-Suite Network is always on the curve. Aside from these conferences, which are incredible, do you care to share of any secrets that you have in the bag of upcoming? Am I putting you on the spot? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, of course not. Well, if you were, who cares?
Hey, Jeffrey will come at you.
No. So, you know, so as you said, we're also doing an event in the Bay Area later in the year, November 7th and 8th, and that'll be all about innovation. So we talked about technology earlier in this broadcast, so we'll talk about it in great depth there. So that's something that people, if they come to New York, just like you, a lot of people now come to all of our events because they're just so interesting.
Right.
So I think, you know, we have new television. We're in the pre-production for the second season of The C-Suite with Jeffrey Hazlett. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's on Bloomberg TV. It's also on csuitetv.com. It tells stories about how companies turned out the way they did. Jeff was interviewing the folks at Domino's Pizza, and one day they had a meeting of the executive team and said, you know, our pizza's terrible. Can you imagine?
Right. I remember they discussed this at the conference. I remember I was like, what?
Yeah, so our pizza's terrible. And he's like, oh, okay. So, and Jeff was like, well, who said that? And the CEO said, I did. And Chief Marketing Officer said, me too, because that's the truth. And people, their customers thought that. So they spent hundreds of millions of dollars changing that customer experience.
Amazing.
And turn that business around.
I mean, looking at it straight and then saying, we're going to turn this around, not trying to hide under the rug and say, the customers won't know the difference.
Well, of course, the customers did.
Of course.
In fact, Domino's ran some specials and they couldn't keep up. They had to cut them back because they couldn't keep up with new customer interest.
Amazing.
So that's just an example. There's Cadillac and there's a bunch of other companies there that have been part of MGM and Duncan. So those we're doing season two of that, and we'll be launching that in early 2017. So a lot of new television production, lots of new partnerships. I'll let you on a little secret. We're going to get in the digital print business.
Amazing.
There's a magazine out of the UK called Raconteur. I love the name, don't you?
Raconteur. Yeah, like,
woo. So, I almost think of myself as Peter Sellers. Hello, I'm with Raconteur.
Not bad.
Not too bad. Anyway, so they print a monthly magazine that's, I think, advertising supported, but they also do inserts into the Times. the publication of England, the newspaper there. And one of the series that they do is the future of CEOs, the future of CMOs, and so forth. So in partnership with the C-Suite Network, we'll announce this next month, and then have our first edition of this at our conference in San Francisco. We're going to have the future of CEOs, 42-page, digital version of this publication, and it will keep growing that part of our business. So that's just one of the many things that will be behind the scenes that come forward as we take this event into the Time Center in New York.
Wow. Like you, I know you could believe this because you're usually on the other side of the mic. We are out of time. What an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. I want to just remind the listeners that up next after this show is the John Batchelor Show up here on 77 WABC. And the listeners do have an incredible opportunity. Five lucky listeners are going to the C-Suite Network Conference for free. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered. Tom, I can't thank you enough for joining me here. What a treat. Thank you.
It's been a blast. Thank you for having me.
Wow. That was Tom White, the co-founder and CEO of the C-Suite Network. Again, more information about the conference is available by going to c-suitenetwork.com. Well, this brings to the close another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday evening right here on 77 WABC for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.